We're out at Plum's Market on 1025 Four Mile Road Northwest, just west of Alpine. And we've got a guest here with us, Barry Johnson from Saugatuck Brewery. And I tell you what, this is my favorite part of the show. I just saw him pop a top off one of his beers. What's one we got there in your hand there, Barry?
That's an ESB.
We have our ESB Amber. And I was just eating some of that delicious steak, and I'm thinking I'm going to grab another piece of steak and have some of this amber beer with it because I think it's going to be working.
Yeah, that steak that he's talking about is the Spartan Stores has their Tender Ridge mobile grill out here today, and they're grilling 100 pounds of New York strip, serving it up one bite at a time. I tell you what, it's fantastic. It's been cooking for about a half hour now, or they've been serving it for a half hour. The steaks are done just perfectly out there.
You know, Barry, I'll bet you if you brought a couple of these samples over to that steak wagon, you could have your way.
And I think I'm gonna.
Because Sandy is definitely a beer drinker, and I'm pretty sure that Ralph is too. Yeah, they're signaling affirmatively. They definitely do like beer.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's try this. This is what do we call it now? What's your actual name for it?
It's ESB Amber. The ESB stands for a British beer, and technically it's called an extra special bitter. Although these British beers are not real bitter. But it's got a little bit of almost kind of a smoky flavor to it after I had a bite of that steak.
Oh, and my gosh, is this
good. It's just really compliments. You know, they've said that there's 1,000 flavor components in wine, but in beer there's 2,000 flavor components. And it just gives you much more flexibility to be matching flavors and meats. And this is working for me.
Is that a clean taste, Josh?
Oh, it's very good. And Barry, when we left the last segment, we were going to talk about the average guy standing in front of the window starry-eyed. That's me. When I look at these craft brews, and there's some fantastic ones, that's one of the best things about what we do here on the radio shows. We get to meet some great brewers. But categorically, are there 2, 3, 4 types of craft brews that I'm looking at, and then are there variations of each? Is that how that works?
Well, basically, most craft brewers, certainly in Michigan, are making ales. Beer is either a lager or an ale. And it depends on the yeast that they use to make it. Ales you can turn around in about 2 weeks at the brewery, although lagers take a much longer fermentation, longer conditioning, and we're talking about 6 to 8 weeks on a lager. So we tend to make ales. Lagers tend to be crisper, cleaner flavors because of the longer fermentation, whereas the ales have a more full-bodied flavor, a lot more of the residual sugars left in them. And so that's how they work better that way.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live at Plum's on Alpine and 4 Mile. Well, actually, on 4 Mile, but we're talking with Barry from Saugatuck Brewery, and he just tasted an ESP Amber with us that is off the chain.
So that's good information. We've got ales and lagers, and I understand that the ales are... To me, when you get that crisp, clean flavor, that seems to me more commercial beer, where I understand why the ales are made, because this is where you really can create those amazing flavor profiles that you guys all do and really put in a little bit of your own flair and your own style to these beers.
Yeah, there's literally 100 different styles of beer. And in Michigan, we have almost 100 breweries now. We're number 4 in the United States in the number of breweries. So we have this immense diversity of flavor and styles that are available all over the state. You drop me out of a spaceship, I'm probably not more than 20 miles from a brewery in Michigan.
That's great. I'd like to fly in that spaceship.
Yeah, it's good to know. I've often wondered what would happen if that happened to me. Well, I'm telling you, that ESB, I think I've discovered that ESBs in particular are really up my alley, but that ESB Amber of yours is just clean. I don't know of anybody that would taste that and just say, wow, I don't like that. Because that's a beer anybody can drink right there for something with some bitters in it.
Now, I'd also like to try our porter with that delicious steak because, again, porter's a dark beer. Generally, people think, well, the dark beers are for the winter time and, you know, the winter warmers and everything. But, again, the full-bodied flavor of the steak that they're selling at Plum's today, I'm really going to try that with some porter in a few minutes.
Good. Like I said, you're probably going to have to bribe them.
Barry, you've got a tap room down at your brewery, and you've also got a restaurant, as I understand. Where exactly are you located?
Well, we're located at 2948 Blue Star Highway in Douglas. Actually, Saugatuck Brewery is in Douglas. We couldn't find a facility big enough in Saugatuck. And we have a full-service pub called the Lucky Stone Pub. Full-service menu. That's where the kettles are when people brew their own beer. So you might walk in and smell people brewing beer. There's no television sets, and amazingly, everybody's talking. So.
You know what? That's what a brew pub is all about. I see tonight you got live music.
We do live music every Saturday night.
Is that you with a microphone then?
Not me, no. I play with the Lucky Stone Band on St. Paddy's Day. We have three songs. We do them twice, so that's six songs. And about every Saturday night, and in the summer, we actually have music on the patio. We have a nice patio right on Blue Star Highway as well.
Wow, that's cool. We're talking with Barry Johnson from Saugatuck Brewery. Barry is a good friend of the show. He's been on several times, and we like having him on because he's just a good guy, and his beer is spot on, and you need to try it if you haven't tried it yet. So if your beer store is not carrying Saugatuck Brewery's beer, you got to talk to him and tell him to get his head out of the sand because there's just so much going on. We're out here. We've got all sorts of kielbasa. Actually, this Spartan Tender Ridge van or trailer is cooking up steak, but he's got kielbasa coming off there right now that's off the chain.
Yeah, you know, the kielbasa came from here at Plums. They make 40 varieties here in their own meat department back there, proprietary stuff. They competed in the 2011 Kielbasa Idol Championship, which was a West Michigan deal where 20 different meat markets came together, brought their best kielbasas, and they competed, and guess what? These guys were the grand champions. They've got 40 flavors in here. I'm telling you, stuff that you can't find anywhere else. A spaghetti brat, a cheesy Italian brat, a baked bean bratwurst.
That's
I'm telling you.
That sounds dangerous right
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
baked
well, you know.
Baked bean brat and some porter.
Yeah.
Right there, you're going to create some fun when you get home.
They said one of the best sellers that they have here is a mushroom and Swiss, so that sounds good to me, man. We're going to be bringing some of that stuff home.
So what are we trying next, Barry?
We're going to try some porter.
That's going to be good.
And we're going to save the light one, the Old Beach Blonde, because I heard there may be a little seafood coming off the grill today.
Oh. That's right. So we'll have a little of that later. You know, they got frog legs in there. You don't see frog legs very often. They've got frog legs for $3.99 a pound in there. If you've never had those, that blonde would go good with a frog. I just know she would.
I know a blonde that likes frog legs.
Do you?
That's such an ironic statement.
Well, hey, that's right. But they've got them here. You can't find them anywhere. They're fresh. They're inside. They've got a seafood roadshow that's wrapping up today. But there is a lot of things going out here on Plums at 1025 Four Mile Road Northwest. We're just west of Alpine on Four Mile Road. There is a ton of stuff going on out here.
In the final segment, we're going to do a little bit of that mac and cheese that I've whipped up for us. And I've got a cool little dessert recipe that I can go through really quickly on something fun to do with pineapple. If you want to blow people away and you want to come out with a presentation that not only looks like you are a genius, but it tastes good, this little thing is just the key. So,
you know, we haven't talked much about our grill envy today, but you know what? This is the season to create grill envy. Just like that thing we did at Zerfus's last week. You know, it's supposed to be 20 people. You
hear who does that?
Yeah, you get a barbecue coming on, and you're going to say, well, 20 more people are going to show up.
Yeah, but, grill envy, put some Saugatuck beer in front of it.
Right. Stick with us. We're going to wrap this train wreck up today. We've got a few other things coming on, and we're the grilling guys. We'll be right back.
Okay.